Migos, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggin' Lowdown.
Civil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
A happy belated hump day. I do believe it's Friday's Eve.
Yes, sir.
Did you good of Waffle House tippers know what today is? Today was also National Jerky Day. Or as Fred Willard and Pee Wee Herman calls it, taking a selfie.
Oh, my God.
Who knew? Let's go out to the movies. But wait, there's more. Today is also Deshaun Jackson already homeland for charity comedy show at the Bethesda Jazz and Supper Club with Chris Paul, Chris Thomas, myself, Red Grant, Tony Wood, Joe Klein, Who's Who of Washington is going to be there. Two shows, 7 and 10.
Ooh-wee.
This is going to be like an all-star game of comedy. Speaking of games, did y'all hear that Miami is supposedly trying to pack more heat? Yep, they're trying to get Carmelo Anthony from New York.
Yeah.
And if this goes down, it's going to be historic. Miami already has the big three. You add Carmelo to the mix, oh, it's going to be mayhem in Miami. Y'all hear me? Tom Silverjay, how many palm trees do they want in their cul-de-sac? I mean, the Wizards need to work their magic. But adding Carmelo with LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, that's like Walter and Scotty, Frankie Beverly and Charlie Wilson in the same group, y'all. They're going to have to change their name to the Miami Heat. See, they're going to have to start playing with two basketballs if Miami gets mad. And I done forgot about what this means in New York. If Melo leaves, all hell is going to break loose. Spike Lee is going to be trying to jump off his ottoman. And poor Derek Fisher, who's that head Nick in charge, will be a Nick with an attitude. Shiggity, Derek Fisher might have to suit up in Carmelo jersey and put Spike Lee on his shoulders. He's going to be a tall dude with a little head. Hashtag Dwight Howard.
Wow.
And how about I read LeBron James had a small stake in Beats Electronics. Did y'all hear about that?
A what?
Yeah, and when Apple bought Beats, Tom, Bron supposedly made $30 million.
What?
I wonder why this didn't make the headlines. Wait for it. Hey, Tom Silverjay, so y'all know J-Lo just gave her ex-boyfriend the boot, right?
Yeah.
Another background dancer done bit the dust. His name Casper, yep. Now, Casper Ghost. Who knew? Now, his last name Smart, but he was a dummy. All he had to do was show up. But Smart didn't play the part, y'all. He was allegedly transgender texting. Now she's dancing with the new dude from Dancing with the Stars. Masculine. Sybil, how you pronounce his name, Sybil? Repeat it with me. He got more. Sound like a Charlie Brown parent. She loves some background dancers. Chris Judd, Casper Smart, P. Diddy. Hell, she might get. Savion Gobbler might have a chance to tap that.